Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. I know, you're probably thinking, another day, another pep talk, but trust me on this one. Today's episode is about something really, really powerful. Practicing self-compassion and acceptance in your everyday life. Because let's face it, sometimes life throws punches, right? We all have those moments where we stumble, fall flat on our faces, or just feel plain inadequate. Ever felt like you're failing at everything? You know that feeling when you beat yourself up for every little mistake? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you it's time to ditch the harsh inner critic and embrace a little kindness. Because self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. So, why is this so important? Because constantly criticizing ourselves creates a vicious cycle of negativity that can lead to anxiety, depression, and even physical health problems. We're already bombarded with unrealistic expectations from society, the media, and sometimes even our own families. Adding to that pressure by being our own worst enemies just doesn't make sense. Now, let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Reframe your inner critic, that voice in your head telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, that's a liar. Seriously, that inner critic is often based on outdated beliefs and fears. It's time to challenge those negative thoughts by asking yourself, is this really true? Or, would I say this to a friend? Replace those harsh self-judgments with kind, encouraging words. Instead of, I messed up, try, this wasn't my best moment, but I can learn from it. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to simply be present. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. This helps you detach from those racing thoughts and create space for self-compassion. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on the chaos of everyday life. 3. Celebrate your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take some time to acknowledge and appreciate what you do well. Maybe you're a great listener, an amazing cook, or a creative problem solver. Write down your strengths and refer back to them when you need a boost of confidence. Remember, focusing on your positive qualities helps build self-love and acceptance. 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same care and respect you would offer someone you love. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You deserve to be happy and healthy. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. These moments can make all the difference. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus away from negativity and helps you see the beauty in everyday experiences. Now, let me share a quick story with you that perfectly illustrates this concept. I was working on a project last week that just wasn't going as planned. I felt frustrated, discouraged, like I was hitting a brick wall. Then, I remembered my own advice. Treat yourself with kindness. So, instead of beating myself up, I took a break, went for a walk in nature, and listened to some music that lifted my spirits. When I came back to the project, I felt refreshed and more focused. Sometimes, all it takes is a little self-compassion to get things back on track. Remember, practicing self-compassion isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing journey. There will be days when you slip up, when you fall back into old patterns of negativity. But that's okay. Just remember to be kind to yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and keep moving forward. So, here's what I want you to do today. Identify one area in your life where you could use more self-compassion. Maybe it's with your work performance, your relationships, or even just your body image. Then, make a conscious effort to treat yourself with kindness and understanding in that area. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. And remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. That's all for today's episode. I hope it inspired you to embrace self-compassion and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any thoughts or insights, feel free to connect with me on social media. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.